Welcome to Small Business Quick Wins, presented by Thrive. This podcast is exclusively designed for small business leaders like you. Prepare to get invaluable insights from every episode, equipped with actionable tips made for immediate implementation in your business. Tune in as we feature firsthand lessons from fellow small business owners and thought leaders. I'm your host, Jay Schwedelson. Over the last 25 years, I've grown multiple small businesses that have generated over $300 million in revenue. Along the way, I've learned pitfalls to avoid and quick wins that can transform your business immediately. I'm excited to share it all. So if you're ready to win on Main Street, let's dig into this episode. Welcome back to Small Business Quick Wins, presented by Thrive. And we're going to have some fun today. We have a special guest, Mickey Kennedy, who has a company called E-Releases. Now, Mickey is not only one of the superstars in the world of press releases, because his company E-Releases releases press releases for thousands of companies. But the thing that really is exciting about Mickey is that he has built this business from the ground up. And he has tried so many different things in building his business. And today we're going to dig into how to really try new things and test new things and different methodologies. But before we get into that, I want to hear from Mickey. What is his story? And welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. So I started E-Releases a little over 25 years ago. I had finished up an MFA in creative writing with an emphasis in poetry about 26, 27 years ago. And my game plan was to wait tables and write poetry. And I did that for a summer after graduating and realized that being on your feet on concrete for 10-hour days is just not fun. So I decided to get a safe office job. I got hired at a telecom research startup as employee number 3. They saw writing on my resume and said, hey, figure out press releases and send them out to the media. I got really good at it. The first few releases, nothing happened. And I realized they're interested in a story, not necessarily the data that we have, but the stories behind the data. And I got really good at it. We were faxing, and a lot of journalists said, could you just start emailing the releases in the future? And that gave me the idea of just building my own database and emailing press releases. And I did that. And over the years, PR Newswire reached out and said, we'd like what you're doing, and you're servicing small businesses, and we'd love to find a way for you to be able to work with us. And so every release that goes out through E-Releases gets a national distribution over PR Newswire without paying $1,600. It's like a third of the actual cost of going directly to the Newswire.
I love that story. I love when people fall into a business and then really are able to turn it into a viable business. It's inspiring. But so I would imagine along the way, as you're growing this business, trying to figure out the world of business, that you've had to try many different things. And I've heard you talk about this idea of A-B testing. Before we get into what you should be A-B testing, what is A-B testing?
I didn't know much about what I was doing. I would like put up a new ad campaign on Google and give it a couple of days and say, oop, not a lot of sales there, just move on. And I fell into a marketing mastermind, and I learned like principles, statistical relevance, and A-B split testing, where you should always be sending your traffic to, you know, at least 2 landing pages. With the amount of conversions I had, A-B split testing worked the best, where you just have 2, and you make a little change, and then you say, does this change materially affect the conversions? And I just realized you could take that same concept and apply it to different aspects of your business. One thing I do, or I did early on, was I would send these shock and awe packages to new customers. And it was like $60 worth of fun stuff. We are from like Baltimore, Maryland area. So we'd send a bag of crab seasoning chips. We had action figure of Edgar Allan Poe with the Raven, just a lot of fun stuff. I also put my book and a letter in there. And someone mentioned one day that they found it a little unprofessional. And I was just like, rather than being hurt, I'm a poet, I'm not a business guy, I was like, let's split test it. So we took all new customers that came through for a 6-month period, and half of them got this shock and awe package. The other half just got the book and the letter. And what we found is at the end of a year, the population who only received the book and letter was almost double lifetime value of the population that got the expensive shock and awe package. And at 2 years, their lifetime value was four times the other population. So that person did me a favor. And rather than maybe be offended by them telling me that, is let's put it to the test. And there's lots of little things like that you can do throughout your business to see if it makes a difference. Over the years, we've split tested whether we offer rewriting headlines for customers as they come through, say, hey, we suggest you try this different headline. And again, that didn't help a lifetime value of the customers. And when we went back, a lot of them said, hey, the release didn't do well, and you even rewrote that great headline. So we just knew that PR wasn't for us. It's, ooh, that's not the conversation we want to have with people. And we tweak and we change and we move on.
Is there ever a way to A/B test things that are not touching, let's say, marketing? Can you A/B test like sales phone calls or I don't even know what?
Yeah, we've split tested scripts that we have as far as when we reach out to customers after their first release, what we tell them, what we offer them. What we found is they don't like to be sold to in these calls. They like to just basically have a conversation about what worked and didn't work in their campaign and perhaps giving them ideas for future releases that are a little more strategic, a little more newsworthy, and more likely to get earned media, which are having journalists write articles about you.
It's funny, whenever I've tried to think about, okay, we're going to do something in my business, I have my own opinion about what it is I think that we should do. And without doing an A/B test, like what you're talking about, having two different versions and testing them, I would never know that my opinion, which I've now learned, for the overwhelming majority of the time, I'm wrong. Like whenever I have two different versions, I think A is definitely going to be the one that does it. And it's always B, which makes me want to test that much more because I'm obviously clueless. Do you ever have that where you're going into an A/B test, you're like, it's definitely going to be A, and then you're just flat out wrong and it's like a happy thing?
Yeah. In the case of the shock and awe packages, hey, I can save $50 by not sending this package out. Right. And I'm going to increase the lifetime value by at least four times over a 2 year period. That makes me really happy, despite the fact that my poetic soul is more drawn to the fun and quirky and this big, beautiful package of fun stuff. But it doesn't serve the business and it's not serving the customer. I align myself to financial goals at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I think it's also important that, let's say you've tested something. It could be anything. It could be a script for your salespeople. It could be a form that people have to fill out. It could be some sort of marketing. And you've done this A/B test and you found one that is the winner. This is not concrete, right? This can change over time. Like you should be, am I right that you should be continually almost trying to beat the winner? Is that the plan?
Correct. You should always have another version of something. So if you have a winning landing page, the first thing you do is, okay, how could we hypothetically improve this new landing page? One little tweak. And then you take that and you keep testing. You make these little incremental changes, a 5% increase here, a 7%. And over a few years of doing that, you're getting a conversion that's two, three, four times what it was 2 years ago. So it does add up.
It does add up and you should always be testing. I'm curious about something. So now let's pivot to your world, which is press releases. Because I'm curious about this for small businesses. I'm going to be real honest with you. I've put out press releases before. I haven't used e-releases, but I'm going to from now on. Because exactly what you said happened to me, where I spent a boatload of money and I would show up in some random publications I'd never heard of. And I'd be like, that was an epic waste of money. And I'm always like, why am I actually doing press releases? So if you're a small business owner, you own an air conditioning company in Atlanta or whatever, and great, you have a new something that you want to let the world know about. Why do a press release? Like, what is the actual benefit other than showing up in a newspaper?
So ideally, what you're looking for is to get your company mentioned potentially in front of leads and existing customers. It makes your existing customers feel like they're working with the right company, and let's not have churn where we every once in a while think maybe we'll test someone else out. And for leads, it's a great way to get recognized and potentially bring them into your lead funnel. And it also helps to convert. When I have people who get picked up in a publication, they take that link to the article, they share it on their social media, they put it in their newsletters that goes out to leads and customers. And it helps because when people read an article, it's a huge credibility boost. It acts like third-party corroboration or even social proof when someone writes about you. And often people, they get this emotional response and they want to do business with that company. I can't tell you the number of times I've read an article about a really cool Kickstarter campaign and their story. And then I just click through, and if it's affordable, I just back them. Whether I end up getting the product or not, I have that emotional response and I just buy. And you don't have that with ads. We put our blinders up when it comes to ads. There's something about the integrity of an article when a journalist writes about you. It's like this signal of trust or the sea of trust that happens. And that's one of the real values of getting in media of all types. It can be print, it could be a radio interview, it could be TV, it could be a business magazine or trade publication. All of these things help. I had a client that was a local carpet company in New Jersey who said, we have a budget to do a release a month. And I was just like, I don't know if this is going to work, because they were just like every other carpet company. They weren't doing anything that was really unique. After doing 4 releases with no pickup, we had a brainstorm session, and I had some questions I asked. One was, who's your biggest enemy? And I expected him to say it was Al across the street with Rug Emporium or something. And he said it was the big box home improvement stores. And he went into detail about why they are so bad for the carpet industry. And they basically give people a much inferior product and service. And we built this David versus Goliath press release, really attacking them. And they got picked up in over a dozen floor trade publications right off the bat. My thing is, their customers aren't reading that. They said, hey, we know what we're doing. We continued to use variations of that theme for the remainder of their campaign. They did get picked up in their local paper. They did get picked up in New Jersey Magazine. But at the end of it, they had about 30 clips. They printed them out, put them in a binder. And every time they go and give someone a quote in their home, they would open that and say, hey, we've been picked up in Floor Trade Weekly. We've been picked up in this publication. And what they did was they started converting those sales consultations at a 17% improvement in conversions. And they're like, we may not come in the cheapest, but here we've been picked up in all of these publications. They only thumbed through for a minute or two, but they said that was the difference. People were sitting there saying, they're a few hundred dollars more, but man, I feel comfortable with them. They've been recognized in print and all of these publications, and they just felt very comfortable. And that's what happens with earned media. It makes people feel you're really credible and you have some authority and they want to be aligned with you.
I love that story, because you don't need to necessarily have a newsworthy item to be able to issue a press release and get the benefit. And I think one of the other things that small business owners should think about is, for a lot of small business owners, they stink at SEO, search engine optimization. I know I do. And the cool part is, when you issue a press release, because of the way it's distributed and it gets picked up and all this stuff, those articles and all those pickups will actually do all the search engine optimization work for you. So when someone searches for you or searches the topic, you have the most advanced search engine optimization going on possible, right? And you got to get to piggyback on that for your brand. So there's a lot of benefit to doing press releases, even if you think that has nothing to do with your business. So I love that. So let me switch gears with you for a second here. You've given a lot of, and you didn't know I was going to ask you this, unfortunately, you've given a lot of very good advice here today. I love it. I'm learning a lot. But in your career, I'm curious, have you ever gotten any really bad advice where somebody's giving you advice and then later on you're like, that was ridiculous. That took me down a rabbit hole. Has anybody ever given you any bad advice? You're like, if I ever get the chance, I'm telling everybody not to listen to this. I don't even know the person's name, but any bad advice in your life?
Yeah, I think that sometimes listening to your customers can lead you down a rabbit hole that does not result in a good thing. I had customers who were really interested in clipping services. That's where the ones that they monitor online, but they also, there's a lot of print-only trade publications and other types of things that they subscribe to, and they're expensive. They're like a couple thousand a month, and they were looking for an affordable solution. I partnered with one of them, and got the price down to $300 or $400 a month. And my customers said they were interested in it until it came time to signing up. And they just were like, hey, it's still a hard ask to spend $300 or $400 a month for a press release distribution that we spend $300 or $400 at a time to send. That was a complete bust. And there's been other little instances like that over the years. There's this whole the industry in the PR world about syndication. And a lot of the companies that have Wire and Newswire in their name aren't really newswires that reach journalists. They'll never be turned into articles, but they get put on a bunch of websites, the press release. And people requested something like that. We built it. And again, a few people were interested, but at the end of the day, they still wanted that opportunity to reach journalists. And I found it to be a distraction. And so again, another time we're listening to a few customers led me down a wrong path. And so sometimes you just have to take the lead and always realize that the conversation you have with a few people may not be an overall good idea for a new business pivot or a new business idea.
No, that's actually really valuable because you just can't take one or two opinions about, yep, I'm shifting my business, because first of all, you'd be chasing your tail all day long. And sometimes they're not looking at the big picture that you are. So this has been great. So Mickey, if people want to get involved with e-releases and you and see your poetry, because I know you're a real deal poet, how do we find Mickey? Where do we track you down? What's your deal?
Okay, so the website's ereleases.com. All of my social media is on the lower right. I do have a free masterclass that is great for people who are considering a PR campaign. So you can go through that. It's less than an hour video because I recognize people have limited attention spans. But if you go through that, you should probably walk away with a brainstorm of strategic, newsworthy types of press releases you could do and build a PR campaign from there. And that's at ereleases.com/plan, P-L-A-N. And it's completely free. And my personal website's at mickeykennedy.com. And there's some links to some of my poetry there as well.
I love it. This has been fantastic. I learned a lot. I think the listeners learned a lot. I want to thank you for being on Small Business Quick Wins presented by Thrive. And I hope to see you soon. Well, that was fun and great news. You got way more where that came from. Subscribe. Make sure you get the latest episodes each week for more actionable tips from today's top small business leaders. And hook us up with a 5-star review if you've got at least one new idea you may consider using. Lastly, if you want to ensure you never miss a message from your customers again, check out thrive.com/wins to get your free account with Command Center today.